Welcome to Maseches Harayos, Paragimel Mishnah Dalet, Chapter 3, Mishnah 4. During the times of the first Beis HaMikdash, the Kohen Gadol, the high priest, was anointed with Shemen HaMishcha, a specific type of oil, anointing oil. Later on in history, Yoshio HaMelech, King Yoshio, he hid that oil, and going forward, the new Kohanim Gadolim, the new high priest, were no longer anointed. They would just put on the new additional garments that the Kohen Gadol would wear, and that's how that was their initiation or inauguration process to become the Kohen Gadol. So Mishnah says, "Ve'ezu Mashiach, HaMashiach." When we speak about a Kohen HaMashiach, when a Kohen that's anointed, doing a sin, making a mistake, and bringing a unique carbon, that's only HaMashiach B'Shamen HaMishcha. If he was actually anointed by the special oil, then if he makes a mistake, he brings a special carbon. But Lo Yamaruva B'Gadol, but not Kohanim Gadolim in the later generations that were not anointed, they just put on the additional clothing, they don't have this idea or this concept of this specific carbon. As we see in the Mishnah Maseches Megillah, the Mishnah repeats it here as well. There's no difference at all between a kohen that was anointed with the oil to one that just put on the additional clothing. Besides for this specific carbon that's brought, if the kohen gadol rules falsely and then follows through on his halachic mistake. Continues the Mishnah. There is no difference between a serving kohen and a past kohen. We know the halacha is, let's say the kohen gadol has a psul, the Kohen Gadol becomes invalidated for whatever the reason is. Let's say he has a passing mum, a passing blemish. So we appoint somebody else. Now, once the blemish heals or passes, then he goes back to doing his avaida. Going forward, the first Kohen is called Kohen HaMishamish, a serving Kohen, and the Kohen that was just the temp, that was the substitute, is called a Kohen She'avar, a Kohen that was a Kohen in the past. So there's no difference between them essentially. Number one, Elapari Yomakipurim. The active Kohen Gadol is able to bring the par, the cow brought in Yom Kippur, but not the Kohen Gadol that was a substitute, even though he retains his Kedusha and his sanctity. Vasir Sa'ifa, and the daily carbon that was brought by the Kohen Gadol was not able to be brought by the past Kohen Gadol, could only be brought by the present one. Zevizeh Shavan, however, they're the same, Bavidas Yom HaKippurim. They could both do the service in the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Kippur, Metzuvin Ala Besula. They can only marry a girl that was never married before, Vasur and Hamana. They can't marry a woman that's a widow, even though a regular Kohen could. They're not allowed to come in contact with dead people, even if it's their immediate relatives, even though a kohen hadid, a regular kohen, could. The halacha is that if somebody passes away, an immediate family member, they can't do priya or prima, which is ripping one's clothing, cutting one's hair, letting one's hair grow long, And if, let's say, a person kills accidentally, and they go to Ari Miklat, they go to the cities of refuge. We know the halacha is they stay there at Mois Kohen HaGadol until the death of the Kohen Gadol. If either Kohen Gadol passes away, the Kohen Gadol that's currently serving, or the one that was a temp, who still retains his holiness, halacha is that these people are freed. They go out of the Ari Miklat, out of the city of refuge. Wishing you a fantastic day and a wonderful rest of your week.